Welcome to The Milking Parlor, a podcast for dairy industry professionals.
Marketing dairy for a small group of influencers and a big group of consumers. I'm John Davis reporting. Any business knows to be successful, you have to market yourself. It's no different for the dairy industry, which has taken a dual-track approach to getting more people to like their products. Spokesperson for the Midwest Dairy Association and Dairy Management Incorporated, Stacy Doley, explains how they are trying to talk to more influencers.
Really what our focus is this year and has been since 2007 is to get those influencer groups such as registered dietitians, retailers, school nutrition professionals, and get them to know dairy farmers. We know with the consumer research that people want to know where their food comes from. They want to know the people that produce it to kind of build that trust. And so that's what we want to do. We want to build a trust between our dairy farm families within our territories and then with the consumers that are out there buying the food. We have a program with the dietitians, with the retailers, that we take them out to a dairy farm, give them firsthand experience to be out there. They can meet the dairy farm family, and then they can ask questions. And a lot of the questions that come up are about antibiotics, about animal care, about the environment. So it's questions that they have or that their customers might have, so they can go back and that they can tell their customers, you know what, I've been out to a dairy farm. I know this family. I know they take care of their animals. I know they take care of the environment. I know they're producing a safe and wholesome product, so you can feel confident in the milk that they buy.
Doley says the program has been well received, with 60 farm tours in a 10-state area conducted in the last 5 years, reaching 4,000 of those desired influencers. But as any food marketer can tell you, all the promotion and influence in the world won't help you unless you've got a tasty product people want to eat. National Dairy Board Chair Steve Maddox says that's why they've also reached out to some of the country's biggest food retailers.
We have a multi-level partnership. We have strategic partnerships with like McDonald's and Domino's. We're investing for every $1 we're investing $5, $6, or $10. In Domino's case, reinvigorating the pizza category. One extra ounce of cheese is 2 billion pounds additional milk. That's over 1% of the national supply. We've gotten that bang out of Domino's. And plus, they're bringing a great tasting pizza. McDonald's, we have 6 employees from our promotion checkoff working in their kitchens, redeveloping their menu for a healthier diet. 40 items under 400 calories, 27 of which are dairy-based. But McDonald's and their efforts to reduce sugar and salts found that they still have to have a tasty menu item, get 27 million people through their 14,000 doors every day across the United States. And what better to do that with than the great taste and nutrition of dairy?
And Maddox says they're battling some of the issues that surround dairy and the nation's obesity crisis.
It's kind of a 20-year or 30-year effort in research bringing its nutrition that you're trying to sell it to people who didn't want to listen. Now they're trying to listen. And what's happening is that we kind of have the wind at our backs. People are rediscovering dairy for what efforts it brings. And when you have schools that are looking at stopping sugary drinks, and they're blaming chocolate milk for it, but they're replacing it with orange juice, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And basically, they're not looking at the whole forest. They're looking at individual trees. And what they're not looking at is a 24/7 diet where if you drink that chocolate milk, what don't you eat later in the day? Because it fills you up. The kids aren't as hungry. It stays with them. They actually do better in their testing. And so that's what a lot of it is. What we've done is we've taken our same $12 to $14 million in our checkoff funds and research, and partnered up with a variety of industry partners, also Department of Defense, USDA, Health and Human Services, and the like. You know, it's not rocket science that dairy brings great nutrition. In fact, NASA's at the table too, and so that we're leveraging our $12 to $14 million. With $56 million from other sources, and next year we're going to hit, that makes about $70 to $75 million towards dairy research, not duplicated, all peer-reviewed, sharing information. Next year we're going to add some international help. We're hoping to get up to $100 million of dairy research.
But both Maddox and Doley admit there are still some perception issues with how dairy farms are run and the shrinking number of producers out there.
With the United States getting, you know, with such a small percentage of the farmers versus the nation, we've got to tell our story. A lot of people, you know, we're 3 generations from the farm or more people, grandma and grandpa didn't own a farm anymore. So what people understand is what they see on TV. And so that's so far from reality. And so we need to do a better job of telling our story. And some of our collaborative partnerships are people like you, getting our story out, telling a real story. And, you know, in California, latest survey was that 67% of the population in California has a positive image of dairy farmers, but only 30% of them agree with our practices. We need to make sure they know why we do what we do and remind them that the better we take care of our cows, the better our cows take care of us.
You know, as far as our dairy farmers, of course, there's going to be fewer. We're seeing a lot of those folks sell out, whether it's because of feed, not having enough feed with the drought this fall or this summer. They're just retiring. You know, we have a lot of folks that are just retiring as well. But as far as checkoff and the programs that we're doing, the dairy confidence and dairy image, we really want to get those dairy farmers out there talking to the consumers because we have seen an impact there. And when the dairy farm families are talking specifically one-on-one with those consumers, it really does help. So, because that's what they want. Who knows what, 5 years from now, what the research is going to be. But, we'll adjust and we'll move forward.
I'm John Davis reporting.
Thanks for joining us today in the Milking Parlor, a Zimcom podcast.